gold, or else a garg or a grape of gold, or yeshkel, a cluster of gold, is made with use to bring it, the terlebo that hang it on this geffen. Now, Omer Abulazar Reb Sadik, Mice had once happened, Hoye v'nim no le sholish meyas kahanim lif meisai, that they needed 300 kanim to empty off how much gold was hanging on this geffen. So that lashon is lashon of guzman, it's not really true. The Mepharshim say either it would have broke, or else they wouldn't have waited so long to clean off, take off the gold. That's a lashon guzman to say they waited so long. Pareches, what's the third case? The old pareches at Nan. Yerushimim Galil Leina. Yerushimim Hasgan. Pareches, the pareches that they used between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodeshim, Uvyuf Tefeh was thick a tefach. Al Shivu Mishneh Nin was made with 72 strings. Neregis was woven together. The Akol Nimanim, each string like, Esrim Yabochutim had 24 are threads in it. Orka, how long was the pareches? Aboy Mamet, 40 Yamas. For Rochbe was wide Esrim Mamet, 20 Yamas. O Mishmeinim Mishtaim Ribuya, there were 82 young girls making it, Nasis. Ushtayim Oysim Choshan, they made two of them every year. The Shona Ilchoshan Mishona. Now the Guzmer is, it says here, Visholish Meyas Khan and Makhil Noisai. They had to use 300 Khan to pick it up and to put it into the mikvah. So that's the Lashon Guzma, that never really happened. This is the third case that they call the Lashon of Guzma. Now the Pshafin is Proeskis, this was in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, because in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was the Amma Trachsim, there's like a wall there. So now I'm a thick. Now in the second bias, they had no wall. What they used to have was two curtains, one on the inside, one on the outside. So that's why it says they used to make two curtains throughout the year, and they would change it from year to year. And the reason why they changed it was because the smoke inside of the keteris used to get it very black. So they used to have these 82 young girls, like, make them, and it would take them a year to make the two of them. Now it says, Kahanim Mat. Now it says, and after it says here that Hanan will table it, Sechura Tzmashtra and the Perechus could be Mekabot Tumah. Since the Rosh talks about the Sechura, why is the Mekabot Tumah, according to Gemara in the Beya, that says that Avivim really is not Mekabot Tumah? So there's some Shatim here. Some want to say that Shat is the Stama Tyra Bakaydish that used to be table it first. As soon as they made it, they would be table it first. Other before some learned that when they were making it, it could be that one of the Noshim or Nidais, and the prayers became tummy before they hang it up. So that's why they had to be tabled here. But call upon him, they tabled this before they used it. So after Guzmet says here they needed 300 kanim to be tabled it, really they did not need that much. Then it says the Mishnah, Hechilu Malam Begzir, needs to start bringing up the logs of wood. That you could really use any type of a wood, just not olive wood and not from the grapes. The Gemara says, Hani, my time, what's wrong with this? The vines from grapes, what's wrong with them? Or from the olive tree, what's wrong with it? The Gemara says, Rapapa says, Mishum de Katri. Mishum de Katri is a child exactly what Katri is, something that has knots in the wood. Meaning to say there's still some like wetness there. So it doesn't dry, it's not completely dry, it won't be able to burn so well. Others say, Katri Moshin Kitter makes a lot of smoke, it smokes too much, it doesn't burn well. Rav Acha by Yaakov Vomim Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. No, the reason is Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael means since they use a lot of wood, so if they're going to be cut down eitzim of olive trees and grapes, they're going to ruin like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we don't want them to use these type of geffen and zayis. Zmura says, Mace, we have a question. The prophet says, Alo eitzim asher aloish. So we dash in eitzim hanesuchim liyaseish, wood that's going to eventually come very easy into fire, meaning it'll burn well, or burn smooth, or burn fast. That's the type of wood you have to use. Like the Rosh says, eitzim hanisonim liyaseish, shememarim lisarif, it burns fast, lasas gecholim, kemoi shihituch kesef. Yeah, so now, oh my new, what are these, what is a good wood? Dukri, a piece of wood. Shofar, a good piece, to lay kakar, it has no knots inside it. The azli mekate misoichai. And the azli mekate misoichai means the ikar is, the main thing is it doesn't have knots inside the wood. That's the worst. Then the liquid, the moisture stays inside it, then it does not burn so good. Then the Mishnah says, v'chikol eisim k'shem l'marochis, it's really true that all wood is kosher for the marochis. The Mishnah says, hey, yes. The kolaitz and sherm, all type of wood is kosher. Chutz min zayis vegefen, just not from an olive tree or from the vines. Avol be'elu hori regina, which ones did they really use? The maravis shaltena, branches from the fig tree. The shalagos from the nut tree. The shalaitz shemen from an olive, from an oil tree. Now Reb Lezer Moisa, Reb Lezer added to another these type of trees that you should not use. Not only the gefen and the zayis, but he also added af shel mayish, this type of a tree, v'shel elun, v'shel dekel, a palm tree, v'shel cheruv, the boxer tree, v'shel shikma, sikma tree. So it says, bishlem l'man yevam mishum dekatri. If you want to tell me the reason why you can't use a zayis or a gefen is because the wood have nuts inside it. So b'chamifli, what's the machlokes over here if these last few trees are also a nut? Demas sov raf agav lemakri megavoy. One holds. Even though they have no nuts on the inside, but even the kafrim of roy, since on the outside they do have nuts, leimatzin, and they can't use these. That's kafrim and blazer. These cannot be used. For the masav ratalakam, the other one holds no. Even the kafrim megavoy, since lemais on the inside they have no nuts, afagav the mavroy kaf. Even though on the outside of this wood there are some nuts, my students still you could use it. So that's good. But Elul, it says, the reason why you can't use a gefen and a zayis, mishum yishuv the Eretz Yisrael, because you shouldn't take away these trees from Eretz Yisrael, is so deko mi lespe mishum yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. So how come, what's the machlekes, how come the first one says you could use a deko palm trees? And only Reb Lezer says not, l'chur the svarz, it should be yasa. You need palm trees also to make Eretz Yisrael nice. You need for the dates. So where's it like this? Omolach, the answer is like this. Well, according to your reasoning, Teino, Lespa Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everybody holds. It says the equal used to use was this wood from fig trees. So, who are fig trees also they need for Eretz Yisrael? Ella, Mayas Lachomema, what do you have to say? Mayas Lachomema, we're talking about right now, but Teino, Layavdi Teiru, we're talking about a palm tree, that a fig tree that does not give off any produce, does not give off any fruit. Is so dekonami, we're talking about such a deco tree, the bidaloi of it, the peri does not produce any fruits. So Mara says, v'chi'iku tainad layavdi pers, any type of a min, a type of a tree, a fig tree that does not produce fruits? So Mara says, in yes, bidu rachba, like rachba. The Yomar Rachba, Rabba said, the Yomar Rachba said, that maisi tainichiyuta, they grew up to him a white fig tree. They say, bring a white fig tree. Now, the shayfilo b'chavlo, and scrape them with the rope of a date tree bark. The shayfilo b'chavlo, the tzavsa the sorokhalo, and the zero b'kavri, on which the seed like is smeared. Take this rope of a date tree bark and smear it on the tree where the seeds are. And what happens? Hechi demaski yomo shirtin, is Kuru Avdi Peri, Layavda. And then they planted them in some type of soil, and they produce trunks, but no fruits. And the branches, Mamish says here, Layavdi, the Tzosa Bricha Minayu, Lemachaska Lo Gamla. They be careful these branches should not go over a bridge, because they'll break down the bridge, that's how strong these box are. I call upon him, this tree will not produce any fruit anymore, just strong wood. So, Kitta, that's the type of a fig tree that they use. So, what did you have him on the same type of a palm tree also? We're talking about the Kitta palm tree that does not give off any fruit. All right, we'll stop here. The last line of our Chof Tessenberg was in Kitta Rachbon. The Yom Rach says that the Maiti Tinech Yutah used to bring a white